Hello, and welcome to A-Level Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in your OCR A-Level Mathematics course, probability. Now, I know what you might be thinking, probability is just about dice and coins, right? Well, not quite. In your A-Level exam, OCR assesses probability through rigorous algebraic proof, complex conditional scenarios, and precise set notation. This is where many candidates lose marks, not because the maths is hard, but because they don't understand what examiners are looking for. Over the next 10 minutes, we're gonna break down the key concepts, explore exactly how to earn those marks, and highlight the common mistakes that trip students up. By the end, you'll have a clear strategy for tackling any probability question with confidence. Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. First, let's talk about the foundation, set notation and Venn diagrams. OCR loves to test your understanding of unions, intersections, and complements. The union of two events, a union B, written as AB, represents outcomes in A or B or both. The intersection AOB represents outcomes in both A and B simultaneously. And the complement A prime represents everything that's not in A. Here's the crucial formula you absolutely must know. PAB equals PA plus PB minus PAOB. Why do we subtract the intersection? Because when we add PA and PB, we've counted the overlap twice. Examiners award M1, that's a method mark for stating this formula before substitution. If you jump straight to numbers without showing the formula, you lose that mark. Now let's move to conditional probability. This is where the phrase, given that, appears, and it's a signal that your sample space has changed. The probability of A given B, written as P, AB, is calculated using the formula PAOB divided by PB. Think of it this way. You're now only considering the outcomes where B has already happened. That's your new denominator. A common mistake here is using the total sample space instead of the condition's probability. For example, if you're asked, what's the probability a student studies French given that they study a language? Your denominator is the probability they study any language, not the total number of students. Get this wrong and you lose the A1 accuracy mark. Next up, independence. Two events A and B are independent if the occurrence of one doesn't affect the probability of the other. Mathematically, this means PAB equals PA times PB. OCR frequently asks you to show that events are independent. This is a proof question, so you must explicitly calculate both sides and compare them numerically. Write something like, PA's PB is equal to 4.3 times 0.4 equals 0.12, and PAB equals 0.12, therefore A and B are independent. Without that concluding statement, you won't get full marks. Here's a critical distinction that catches many candidates out. Mutually exclusive events versus independent events. Mutually exclusive means the events cannot happen together. Their intersection is zero. Independent means one event doesn't affect the other. Their intersection is the product of their probabilities. These are completely different concepts. If events are mutually exclusive and both have non-zero probability, they cannot be independent. Tree diagrams are your best friend for multi-stage probability questions. Each branch represents a probability, and you multiply along branches to get final outcomes. The key rule, probabilities on branches leaving the same point must sum to one. And here's a pro tip. Always check that your final probabilities sum to one. If they don't, you've made an error. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam strategy. OCR probability questions typically range from 4 to 8 marks, and you should allocate about 1 minute per mark. For a 6-mark question, spend 6 to 7 minutes maximum. First major pitfall, assuming independence without verification. Just because two events seem unrelated doesn't mean they're mathematically independent. Always test using the formula PAOB equals PA times PB if the question asks about independence. Second, forgetting to subtract the intersection when calculating unions. This is especially common when probabilities are given in a wordy context. Draw a Venn diagram immediately. It helps you visualize what's happening and prevents double counting. Third, misidentifying the denominator in conditional probability. Remember, given that B means you're now working within the world where B has happened. Your denominator is PB, not the total sample space. Fourth, poor notation. OCR penalizes ambiguous set notation in show that questions. used for union, for intersection, and the prime symbol for complement. Write them clearly. And finally, not showing you're working. Even if you can calculate probabilities in your head, write down the formula first, then substitute, then calculate. This is how you earn method marks. And method marks can save you even if your final answer is wrong. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what formula do you use to calculate PABB? Answer, PA plus PB, PA bold B. Question two, what's the formula for conditional probability PAB? Answer, PAB divided by PB. Question three, how do you test if events A and B are independent? Answer, check if PA of B equals PA times PB. Question four, if two events are mutually exclusive, what is PAB? Answer, zero, because they cannot happen together. Question five, when drawing a tree diagram, what must the probabilities on branches leaving the same point sum to? Answer, they must sum to one. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential probability concepts for OCR A-level, set notation, and the addition formula, conditional probability, and restricted sample spaces, independence, and how to prove it, the crucial difference between mutually exclusive and independent events, and how to use Venn diagrams and tree diagrams effectively. Remember, probability questions are all about precision. Show your formulas, use correct notation, and always check your work. Draw diagrams to visualize the problem, test for independence when required, and pay close attention to phrases like, given that, they change everything. You've got this. Practice these techniques, apply them to past papers, and you'll see your confidence and your marks improve. Thanks for listening to A-Level Maths Mastery, and good luck with your studies.